This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two. Don't become too good at your job, folks. It's not when you work in media.
Yeah.
That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Hanging out with you until noon, then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and KC. Apparently, Katie from the wake-up call is going to be here for the handoff about 11:40, 11:45.
Well, they're just BFFs now because they're going to Disneyland together. They're coming in here. Are they coming in here to mock us?
No.
And to tell us how they're going to Disneyland and we're not?
Katie, I guess, thought that it was so funny that I wanted to talk about Disneyland. And I don't know what's funny about this.
I don't get it either.
Like, this is not a bit, dude.
No.
That is one of my very favorite places in the universe. Now, granted, differently now. I still like, but like as a kid, obviously, there's like the magic of it, right? And it's like, oh my God, it's the rides and it's just there's so much going on. Well, as an adult, I go like the architecture and the Imagineering and all those different things, and seeing like friends or friends' children get to enjoy it for the first time, mm-hmm. like that's why I like going now. Also, when I go to Disneyland, it typically means I'm not working at all that day, which is always a good day for me.
Oh yeah, just taking.
I think I just associate it with time off.
That's nice.
It's just I know a Disneyland trip means, oh sweet, we're going to the park on Saturday. Great, not working Saturday.
I think for me, like my family, my sons just went to Disneyland not too long ago,
mm-hmm.
and well, my oldest did, my youngest was going to, but then he got a job. Like every time they want to go, you don't want to go like during peak season.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time they want to go, it's the middle of my season. And I'm just like,
oh, right. Brutal.
So I haven't been able to go for
All-Star Weekend?
Well, maybe I could go All-Star Weekend, but isn't All-Star Weekend in
February?
Yeah, isn't it in the Bay Area this year?
Oh, yeah.
And
shoot, that's right.
We're probably going to be there on like some
we'll
sort
go.
Of row.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know.
I tried.
There you go. You tried.
What are you going to do, you know? Somebody asked me, is Disneyland or Disney World better? Apples and oranges.
Yeah.
I prefer Disneyland because it's where I grew up going. It's more familiar for me.
I feel the same way.
But Disney World is an unbelievable experience.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah, the four parks, the different hotels you can stay at on property. They have like water parks. They've got like mini golf courses. It is insane. It's like you got to go for 2 weeks to fully experience Orlando.
Yeah.
Disney World. You can cover Disneyland in a couple days.
Yeah, I think Disneyland, like, I don't even love going to California at this point. I just love the nostalgia of the regular park. Are you a Pins guy or no?
No. My wife was big into the Pins for a while, and we've fallen off that wagon a little bit, mostly because we didn't ever do anything with them.
You don't have a necklace for them?
No. No.
Okay.
It just... Never been a thing I'm into, and that's not the kind of thing. Like, if you were a kid, if you were 10 and you started doing that, I could see, or if you had a kid and they were young and started doing that, I could see it being a thing, but I'm not going to start doing that at 34 years old.
Okay.
It doesn't strike me.
The problem that I have is it depends continuously. They keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yes.
And so
they're obnoxious.
Like the pin necklace weighs like 6 pounds. So
yeah.
When you're walking all day long, by the end of the day, you're like, man, my neck is sore. It's from the stupid pins.
Well, that was the other. So when the first couple times my wife and I went to Disneyland, she was into the pin collecting. Mm-hmm. And so we'd go in and we'd look at pins, and it is just insane.
Oh, yeah.
The selection they have. But okay, finally find a couple we like. All right, cool, copped. But then you go up to the counter and it's like, hey, are you an annual pass holder? Here's this special annual pass holder pin. No, but we do have the Chase credit card. Oh, well, here's the Chase credit card pin. And now all of a sudden it's like, do we get an annual pass because we want to get this pin? Right. And that's what. And so it just kind of turned into, hey, you know what? Instead of spending $25 on this, on these couple of pins, we'll use that $25 on something else.
Beverages in the park.
Beverages. Yeah. Typically.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of how it goes.
We got sidetracked.
That's fine. I want to talk about expectations for the Kings this year. Because we keep talking about 50-plus wins. And like you said, that's obviously this time of year, every team, save for like the Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
But even the Hornets, if we called somebody from our Charlotte station and said, hey, let's talk Hornets, I guarantee they could paint a rosy picture of the season ahead.
Especially now they have Daquan Jeffries.
Yeah, the Daquan Jeffries edition.
Harry Giles.
They have Harry Giles, obviously. LaMelo Ball will be back. Like, they could tell you, yep, going to win more games. This is a rebuilding year. Feel really good about the direction of the team. That's what every single team in the league is going to tell you right now.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, I mean, things can go sideways for the Kings or for any team. There's weird things happen during the NBA season, right? You miss a couple games to injury. You lose a game you shouldn't. All of a sudden, you lose 7 in a row and things get weird. Anyways, is it a disappointment if the Kings don't win 50-plus this year? Like, that's the expectation I've set. And I want to, that's me looking at this from where I look at it. But I want to know from Kings fans, like, you looking at this going, hey, 50-plus wins or failure of a season? Where are we at?
Talk to me. That people out there on the streets are feeling a,
you got
50
your ear to
season.
The streets.
Yeah, they're nice. Feeling a 50-win season, uh-huh. Right? But I think there's also, like, if it's 49, if it's 51, if it's 55, like, I don't think anyone really knows. I would say this, Kyle. Mm-hmm. Last year, on December 26, the Kings went to Portland and lost to the Blazers. Inexcusable. 130 to 117.
So bad.
To 113. Dude. A couple of days later, a week and a half later, they hosted the Charlotte Hornets, lost 111 to 104. Like, mm-hmm. Just totally inexcusable. Like, beyond inexcusable. And let's see, we're not done. They, on February 7th, right? They just came home from a 7-game road trip. They hosted the Detroit Pistons, and they lost to the Detroit Pistons 133 to 120.
Yikes.
They're like, so unacceptable, it's not even funny. And there's one more. So you mentioned the Bulls game. The Bulls game, like, the Bulls are a 500-ish team.
Yeah.
That happens. You lose. I mean, you don't want to lose at home, but 113
didn't
to 109.
Didn't they smoke a late lead?
Well, yeah.
Weren't they
DeMar DeRozan
with like 3 minutes left?
DeMar DeRozan scored 19 in the fourth quarter and beat them.
What day was that?
It is March 4th, Monday, March 4th.
March 4th. I feel like they led by a lot of points in that game at one point.
Yeah, I think they did as well. And then the other...
Yeah, the Bulls outscored them by 18 in the fourth quarter and won by 4.
Yeah, there you go.
Oof.
So they were up 14 going to the fourth?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the last one is they went to Toronto and beat the Raptors. And then they traveled to Washington and lost to the Wizards 109-102. And then they finished that 3-game road trip with a 109-107 win in Orlando, which is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So you go 2-3 on the trip, but that one loss in the middle, again, they lost to the 4 worst teams in the league. I don't think there's any question. I mean, if you're going to lose games to Charlotte, Detroit, Washington, and Portland, then you kind of don't deserve to make the playoffs, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, if, let's just say they won those games And I'm not taking any other games the rest of the season that win or lose or anything else. But if you would have won those games and you would have had a 50-win season, you would have been a playoff team, not a play-in team. You mm-hmm. would have been a team that was right there. And the fact is that they didn't win those games. They would have been the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They would have been the 6th seed above the Phoenix Suns. Mm-hmm. They would have played the Minnesota Timberwolves in the first round of the playoffs. Who knows what would have happened? They're 2-1 against the Timberwolves on the season.
Yeah.
So this is a game of inches, and
yeah.
You know, like, you can't.
And those were just, and you
inexcusable
just.
Inexcusable is what they were.
You just listed the bad teams they lost to. That doesn't even count the number of times they were, hey, hit this free throw and the game's over. Or weren't they up like 12 on Phoenix in Phoenix?
Yeah, or
and
the
smoked that one.
The Milwaukee game where I think Malik Monk missed 2 free throws and De'Aaron Fox missed 1.
Yeah, and then Dame hits the 35-footer.
Yep.
I mean, the number of games they lost at last year where you go, okay, a good team, like even Boston. Like Boston had a game, like, didn't they lose a game by like 40 points last year?
Yeah.
It just every once in a while you're going to turn in a stinker.
No, that totally happens.
So it's not you got to be perfect, but it felt like the Kings did that a couple times, and by December we're like, all right, well, you can't have any more losses like that, and they just kept doing.
They kept, yeah, and I mean, I think it's one thing
so frustrating
to when we get to the end of the season and you see how good the Houston Rockets became throughout the season. They finished 41-41, but like a young try-hard team that has top to bottom, outside of the Boston Celtics, I think 1 through 14, they're probably the most talented team in the
league. Who's this?
The Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
In the NBA. I don't even know that it's that close.
From a raw like talent standpoint, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have that. I'm TBD on whether they're a cohesive like basketball team.
Yeah.
But from a pure talent perspective, I totally agree with you. They're insane.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at, like, just go down the roster. Dylan Brooks, Reggie Bullock, they added. Tari Eason, Jalen Green, Jeff Green is back. Aaron Holiday. But then it just, well, is this right? Oh, no. Let me look at this season. Yeah, I mean, they just have a ton of talent. And it's not just talent. It's like Reed Shepard is a rookie for this team, but Brooks, Van Vliet, Jalen Green, Jeff Green, Amen Thompson, Cam Whitmore, Steven Adams is back, Jayshon Tate, AJ Griffin, who retired, but Jabari Smith, Tari Eason, Alperen Şengün.
Yeah! I mean, that's Tari Eason who said, yeah, by the way. Go on, sorry.
Well, that's it. Like, that's their team. Like, they are so young and so talented. Like, it's okay to go 0-4. When we get to the end of the season, it's not okay to go 0-4 against Houston, but it would have been okay to go 2-2. It would have been okay to go 1-3 and have a couple of weird beats.
Mm-hmm.
But to get blown out by them a couple of times, like, eh.
Those 2 games early in the year were weird. Yeah, that was just odd.
The other games, they didn't play well against them either. So, and then the other one that you have to circle is the Pelicans. You can't lose to the Pelicans 5 times in the regular season and a playing game.
Can you go 1-4 against the Pelicans?
Can you just 1-4? 1-4 against the Pelicans, whoa, and you win those other 4 games that we talked about? You're a 51-win team.
Come on. I mean,
I don't think we're asking too much.
I hope not.
No.
I really hope not. It's so funny looking across. So in the West, you're talking about bad teams in the West. Like West teams that if the Kings lose, it's like, ooh, you can't lose that one.
Mm.
These things change throughout the year. Schedule dictates a good or bad loss sometimes. You know, facing the Utah Jazz on the second night of a back-to-back, road back-to-back, is so much different than hosting the Utah Jazz when they're on the second night of a back-to-back and you're at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden, like, that's more the game you need to win, right? But the Kings, I think there's one team in the West, as Portland, where you're like, that's a genuinely awful team. I don't think Portland's going to be very good.
Okay.
And again, schedule dictates this. Injuries can dictate this. Like, this will change throughout the year. But right now, as we sit here on October 3rd, on day 3 of training camp, I think Portland is the only team in the West that I look at and go, no chance.
I would agree with you, but even Portland, you're like, okay, well, just go down the like Anfernee Simons, it very solid yeah. score. We don't know what Shaden Sharpe is going to be, but
he can jump.
You love the talent.
Mm-hmm.
Scoot Donovan Henderson. Clean, right? But then they didn't trade Grant. They traded for Denny Avija. They still have DeAndre Ayton. They brought in the Time Lord. They still have Matisse Thybulle. So all of a sudden you're like, huh. I mean, if they piece it together, you're like, okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to say that Portland's going to be good, but yeah. I definitely think that Portland is a team where, like, could they win 34, 35 games? Maybe, probably not.
What were they at last year? 20? 21?
22.
22.
No, 21. You're right, 21. And then, you know, like San Antonio, I think everyone in the world thinks San Antonio is going to be way better than they were the year before.
So you have, that's just it. San Antonio figures to be better.
Yeah.
Right? They're just a better roster now. Wemby is ascending. Memphis, I'm going up from the bottom in the standings last year. Memphis, assuming Ja's healthy, they're going to be better.
They're going to be better. I don't know how much better. I mean, are they a 40, are they a 500 team? They're probably a 500 team.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
If they're a 500 team, that means they improve by 14 wins. That's a lot. Improving by 14 is a lot.
It's a lot, I hear
people talk about the Grizzlies as though pencil them in there with Denver and Dallas. And I'm like, what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we're wrong on this. Maybe Memphis is just awesome. I need to see it before I'm ready to just pencil them in as a playoff team in the West again.
Oh,
like
no,
that is a massive leap.
Well, that, and they went from 51 to 27. So they had a 24 game fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we all know what happened as far as Ja missed, what, suspended 22 games, 20, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Then he came back, he played a couple of games and ripped his shoulder out.
He played 9 games.
But then if you look at the rest of their season where like they're pulling up G League players, they're signing 10-day contracts to guys and starting them. I mean, that's how they went the rest of the season. Look at how many players played on their roster last year. I still have major concerns because they have all kinds of injuries already. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Jaren Jackson's already hurt, but so is some of their young guys. I mean, you're already, you know, they've already lost. Brandon Clark's coming back from injury, and, you know, he can actually be a player for them.
Mm-hmm.
Vince Williams and Zaire Williams is gone, but Vince Williams is hurt, and so is...
Gigi
is gone.
He's hurt.
Yeah, he's got, but he's hurt. Like
he's out for the year.
I don't think it's for the year, but he broke his foot or something. Like there's a concern about like it's going to be a while.
Uh-huh.
I can't exactly remember. So we can say, hey, they're going to. But on top of that, Dylan Brooks is no longer there. Tyus Jones is no longer there. Steven Adams is no longer there. They're not the same group they were 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Their depth is completely different, completely changed, and I don't think that. Like Ja is worth like a good 10 wins for sure. And maybe even the 14 wins to get you back to 500.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of that squad, like they haven't shown you that they can stay healthy at all.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, they lost a ton. They lost just a ton of talent and a lot of veteran leadership and a lot of guys that you can put out there for 25 to 30 minutes a night and know what you're getting. None of that is happening. At this point, their roster is filled with a bunch of question marks, and they could be good, but
right. And maybe somebody said, imagine if the Warriors were without Steph or the Kings were without Fox for a season and then got him back. Sure, but I'm factoring that.
Mm-hmm.
And so 500 might be low, but still 45, 46, 47. That's a play-in team.
Yeah,
you figure. Like that, 20 wins is a lot.
To think that they can get to 47 wins, a 20 game jump, that's crazy to me.
Right. I'm not going to rule it out because I do think that Ja, when he's healthy, is special and a game changer for them. But man, like I said, I've got to see it first. I don't want to take it off the table, but I'm just not. Either way, we've gotten into the weeds here. Memphis is going to, I believe Memphis is going to be significantly better than they were last year.
I would agree with you.
Okay.
Yep.
Utah, I don't think they're going to be good, but they're not going to be an easy out.
No, I think they are who they are. Like we heard it last year from Sarah London that this is a team that they thought was, am I wrong?
Sarah.
Yeah. London, Utah Jazz writer. Am I?
That is not her last name.
Oh, no, you're right. Oh, oh my goodness.
Oh, this is so embarrassing. Anyways, go on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why is my brain gone sideways? Yeah.
Todd. Sarah Todd.
Sarah Todd. There we go. There we go. Oh. Thank you. we heard from her last year where she said, like, look, the Jazz think that they're a playoff team, like, coming into the season. And they're going to, you know, they think that they're building something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that that's the same thought that the process they have this year. Like, this year, they paid Laurie. But I also think that they're in a mode where they're waiting for all these first round picks that they have mm-hmm. to sort of cash in
yeah.
and see what they have with the young guys. So mm-hmm. if they won 27 to 32 games, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, 31-51 last year.
That's the same team they are this year.
Yeah, but again, not a team that you look at on the schedule and go, okay, rolling them.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. I think the Kings are just a really hard matchup for them. But still, not a team that stinks. And all
yeah.
The comp, and again, the comp here, jumping over to the East real quick, Detroit, Washington, Charlotte, Toronto, Brooklyn. That's five teams that could all win like 25 or fewer games.
I think the one I'd circle is Toronto and say they probably have a good chance to be a little bit better than that.
Okay.
Like, there's a possibility that Toronto jumps up as a 500 team, maybe a little bit above.
Wow.
But the rest of them, no. Like
really bad. Like not really, really bad.
Really bad.
Right.
Which is why you can't lose to them. But
yes.
Go ahead.
Well, that's yeah. And then Houston is next. They just missed the play-in. And then the rest of the teams were play-in or playoff teams last year.
Mm.
I think you could see a team like the Clippers fall out. I don't think the Clippers are winning 50 again.
Nope.
But I also don't think the Clippers are going to be 25 and 46 or 56 or whatever.
No, I definitely think that there are wins.
57.
As many. Okay, so the variance of wins from the bottom, mm-hmm. the bottom team. So, like, again, I think the Spurs will win, let's say 33 games. They'll have an 11-game boost. I think Portland will win 27, 28. So let's say 6-7 games. I think Memphis will probably win like 13-14 games more than they won last year. I think Houston's probably the same team. I mean, I think Utah's probably the same team. I think Houston is around the same team, maybe 44-45 wins.
Mm-hmm.
But where are you going to get the rest of the wins to balance that? And I do think that the Golden State Warriors are in for a long season.
Hmm.
That 46 wins, I would be surprised.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna take 8 wins right there.
Really?
Yeah.
You think the Warriors are going to win 38 games?
Yeah.
Because they lost Klay Thompson?
Yeah, but they didn't just lose Klay Thompson. They got a year older, and I don't know that a lot of their players, that their peripheral players, are any better. I mean, you're counting on Wiggins being your second best player.
Oh, well.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No.
I don't think.
Maybe.
I mean, like Buddy Hield and Kyle Anderson don't really move move any needle there. So, like, I'm at least intrigued, but, like, look, at the end of the day, that team probably is not going to be the same team they were the year before. I think that there's a lot of dysfunction with the Pelicans, and they also don't have an
Pelicans
NBA
are
center.
A weird team.
I think that they could take like a 4-5 game hit there. I think the Lakers could take like a 6-7 game hit there and be like a 500 team.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you can look at the Clippers, which 5-6 more losses there. And then I got to be honest with you. Minnesota, for me...
Minnesota's not winning 56 games again.
That's the other team where you're like, okay, I could see them winning 49.
I think Denver, too.
Yeah, Denver could take a couple of steps back. But Denver is still a really solid built team. Like they just don't have the depth that they've had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I still look at them as like a 52-53 win team and a team that you're fearing in the playoffs.
Sure.
So, but a lot like OKC, 57 wins. Okay. You can write that at one end and pin.
Yeah. OKC might.
Yeah. Dallas at 50 wins. I'd probably give them two more wins.
I think there's a world where OKC is just, it rides a meteor into space this year.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't work. It rides them. I don't know what the...
I don't know.
Has a meteoric rise this year.
Yeah. I mean, they already did. 57 wins from where they were the year before. That's a meteoric rise.
Yeah. I mean, like in the postseason, though, like where they just, they figure it all out.
You got to remember, they won 40 the year before.
That's crazy.
I mean, they took a 17-game leap. And a 17-game leap, it's one thing to make a leap from 30 to 40 to 48, like the 18-game leap the Kings did. To go from 40 to 57?
Yeah.
What in the world? That's, I mean, that is crazy.
I thought they'd be a lot better last year, but 57 is, that was a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's funny, you go look at, you try and do the same exercise in the East, and you start at the top. Okay, Boston, obviously.
82-0.
The favorite. They're still the best team in the league. The Knicks, I think, got better with the Karl Anthony Towns trade. But also the Knicks are super thin. Losing Dante DiVincenzo is a pretty significant deal.
Yeah.
I don't... Who's their seventh guy?
Well, I don't know.
I don't. Right. I wasn't expecting you to know off the top of your head. That was more rhetorical.
Miles McBride.
He's probably their sixth guy.
Oh, my goodness.
And then it's like Precious Achiuwa? Is that what we're doing? I have some concerns about the Knicks and Tibbs running them into the ground, but that's a separate thing.
Yeah.
Milwaukee, I think, could be a little bit better this year. They were 49-33 a year ago. It wouldn't surprise me if they were a couple wins better. Cleveland? And Cleveland's about the same.
Yeah, about the same, maybe a little bit better because...
Right, 48-50.
Maybe Mobley found himself a little bit.
Yeah.
That's still the team that you're just wondering, like, why didn't you guys make a move? Like... Mm-hmm. Especially the Brandon Ingram thing, like it just made too much sense. Why, like Jared Allen for Brandon Ingram would have made a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah. Just a strange team building in Cleveland.
Yeah,
Orlando could be a little better. Mm-hmm. I like Orlando. I like
think
what
they'll
they're
be
doing.
Better.
Indiana, probably about the same.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to surprise anybody like they did last year. I think Indiana will probably win more games than they did the previous year. You also have to remember that. That Tyrese Halliburton missed quite a bit of time. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't miss quite a bit of time and sort of finds himself, I think they could win 50 for sure.
And then Philly should be better. Philly was 47-35 last year. You penciled them in to be a little better.
Yeah.
After that, I'm out. Miami, no. Chicago, no. Atlanta, no.
Chicago,
Brooklyn, no.
Atlanta, Brooklyn all took a huge step backwards.
Toronto, no. Charlotte, Washington, no.
Nope.
It's in the West, you go through and you can kind of talk. You're like, okay, yeah, I can see this team in the 40s, 41, you know. And then in the East, it's just after Philly, get them out of my face.
Yeah.
No chance.
It's funny. And the bottom of the Eastern Conference, like there is a huge top tier talent in this year's draft. And teams are going to be playing for Cooper Flagg.
Like yes.
They are.
Yep.
And so...
Capture the flag.
Exactly.
The hashtag.
Expect a huge amount of these teams, the Bulls, the Hawks, the Nets, Raptors, Hornets, Wizards, Pistons, to midway through the season go, oh, yep, we know who we're playing for. Oh, we got to go to break.
Yeah, we do. You know, it's basketball season when we're doing that. Okay, we'll be back in a second. We got a Davante Adams update. We'll take a look at the NFL playoff picture as well, since we were just doing that with the NBA. And it was fun. So we'll do that. And we'll have the handoff with Damian Barling, and Katie from the Wake Up Call is also going to jump in here because she thinks it's so funny that they get to go to Disneyland and we don't. That's all coming up next on The Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube, here on ESPN 1320 at Sacramento Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
To the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Yeah, we're here till noon. Download the James Hamm and Kyle Madsen Show podcast. That's this program in podcast form.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tune in.
Get it wherever you get your podcast. Even if you don't want to listen, subscribing, it would do wonders for us.
Have we uploaded all the podcasts this week? Because I haven't, because I've been covering
Yeah, dude,
things.
I am so locked in.
Oh, sweet.
I am absolutely crushing it back here. Pause.
Awesome.
Podcasts have been going up. They didn't go up a couple days last week when you were out, because I just forgot.
Oh, yeah.
I just forgot that that's a thing that I have to do when you're not here. So this week they've been going out, though. That's a one-time mistake from your boy.
Okay.
We're so back.
We're locked and loaded.
We're so locked and loaded. Again, the James Hamm and Kyle Madsen Show, that's wherever you get your podcasts. And also want to remind you, D'Lo and KC are with you until 4 o'clock. And then once their show ends, we're going to have playoff baseball for you. Win or go home between the Mets and the Brewers. Been a super fun series there in the wild card round in Milwaukee. Really good crowds in Milwaukee.
Good.
Yeah, it's been that's been an enjoyable series. The Padres are geo-blocking ticket purchases on their website. So if you try and go to the Padres website and you live outside of this very specific area of Southern California / Southern Nevada / Northern Arizona,
okay,
you are not allowed to buy tickets.
Oh.
So if I tried to go buy tickets right now from Padres.com, if I, and brand new Padres fan, if I decided, hey, I'm going to, because my buddy and I texted like, hey, you know what? We should just caution to the wind, find if there's an NLDS game we can go to, we should just go. We're just going to get tickets and go.
Just drive down or fly or what?
Well, he lives in Arizona. I live up here. So we'd meet in the middle. I don't know how I would get there. But again, we're like, hey,
okay.
Even if I was going to do that, we would have to go aftermarket tickets because we both live outside the little range that you're allowed to buy tickets.
I've got a kid down there who could buy your tickets for you.
I'm sure they're sold out at this point. But
yes,
the vibes in San Diego, just incredible. They swept the Braves last night, and I just want to go to a playoff game there.
Okay,
I would really love that. Did you see the video going around of everybody singing All the Small Things, or not All the Small Things? All the Small Things.
Okay,
by Blink-182.
Yeah,
because Tom DeLonge was. DeLonge, they're the former guitarist or lead singer or whatever he was for Blink-182, was in the building.
Oh.
And they started playing All the Small Things and the entire crowd was singing. It was unbelievable.
Just a bunch of drunk
I want to go so bad. Playoff baseball is so different because baseball during the regular season, right? You can go to a game, you get your beer, you might have a seat open in front of you or next to you so you can kind of, you know, spread out and hang out. And people are up and in and out of their seats and you got people rolling in the fifth inning and just, you know, it's a great time. It's just all hanging out. Maybe ninth inning gets ratcheted up a little bit, but for the most part, eh. Playoff baseball is like in your seat at first pitch and you don't move.
Yeah, there's...
The level of electricity is so much higher. It's like a different sport.
I totally agree.
It's so sick. It's so
not like
fun.
A leisure like hangout.
No,
yeah.
No. It's like, it's as if, because at this job, right, where we work, it's very like laid back,
mm-hmm.
right? It would be like if we walked in one day and they were like, you need to be here at 8 o'clock and you need to print a rundown and you need to da 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 da. It would like, just like the urgency and the intensity is so much higher than normal.
Is there radio stations that happens at?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called 95.7 The Game.
I don't know.
Shout out to our sister station down in San Francisco. I love everybody over there.
I love that I am not a long-term radio guy, so I don't know. I don't have any preconceived, like...
Well, I went from... choose your words carefully. A very laissez-faire situation of management at the radio station I was at.
Okay.
To 95.7, which is like, it's fun. It is a fun atmosphere, but the urgency is so much higher. There's a lot more meetings. There's, the day-to-day is a lot more intense. Like I said, the environment's still fun. You still have a great time. You still joke around and, you know, having a fun time with it. But like, it's very much like...
Structured and what's happening next.
Yes. Yeah. Like the rundown process that I go through, like where it's, you know, going through and creating this thing that works for me and this doc. It's like, that's the entire show meets with the boss and we're going over like, what do we think is going to work? What do we think is not going to work? What are we tossing out? How do we want to structure? It is like a, oh.
Oh, no.
And the shows go how they go. Like it goes, yeah. The shows go like this, but just the process of getting where we go is so much more intense.
That's wild.
Like you and I sit down and we're like, okay, we got this in there. We got at this. Oh, you know what? Hey, I want to open with this. Or you know what? Hey, I don't think this works today. Let's kick this to tomorrow. This works later in the show. Like we do that. But it's just you and I kind of going over it. It's not Charlie and a producer that we don't have, you know.
I mean, we did open the show with Kevin Herter's headband and me singing.
If you missed it, we've done it. Kevin Herter no longer wearing his headband. I forgot. I'm so glad you brought this back up. I'm so happy.
Oh, amazing.
Anyways, I forget what started that.
I don't know either, but that's
salute to the homies at 95.7.
Yeah.
Anyways, apparently Davante Adams wants to go to the Jets.
Okay.
Wants to reunite with Aaron Rodgers.
You know what I would do if I were him?
What's that?
I would wait until after this weekend and see if Aaron Rodgers is still standing, again, after he plays the Vikings and then make my
decision. That's an overseas game too.
And then make my decision. Like, you know what? Aaron Rodgers is no longer there, so I don't want to go there anymore. Wouldn't that be like amazing if he gets traded, but he's not there for this weekend, and then Aaron Rodgers gets like...
sidelined for a significant period of time.
Run over by the Minnesota Vikings blitzing defense and can't perform the rest of the season. And now he's in another situation he's unhappy with.
Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, that's why I would like if I'm him, I would be saying,
didn't he
hey,
go? Didn't he
to Green Bay?
Didn't he go to Vegas to play with Derek Carr?
Yeah,
I mean,
go to Green Bay, go to New Orleans.
So reporting today said that Davante Adams is not going to try and force a trade to one spot, and that the Raiders are going to take the best deal out there. Are the Raiders under any obligation to help him out?
No,
I don't think they are.
No,
it's not like Davante Adams has devoted his entire career to the Las Vegas Raiders, and it's like, you know what? Hey, salute. We appreciate you. Here's a solid on the way out the door. Like, nah, he's a really good player. This is not about Davante Adams and whether he's good or not. It's just, I don't know that the Raiders owe him anything.
I mean, you're in a weird situation there. I do believe that the Raiders have created this mess themselves. You know, they're the ones who traded for a player so he could play with his college teammate quarterback and then didn't retain his college teammate quarterback in the next season.
Yeah, I don't.
You know? I don't know.
They got to build. Look, dude, the Raiders are in a space where they have to focus on building the best possible team. Like, they don't have, they don't get to mess around with, hey, you know what? Some team offered a 2 seconds, 2 second-round picks for Davante Adams,
mm-hmm.
but he really wanted to go to the Jets. They were offering a third and a sixth, so we just took those two and sent it. You're not in a spot to do that. They don't. They have enough talent that they should be able to start contending sooner rather than later.
Yeah, but the way I look at the Raiders is the way that I look at, like, the Sacramento Kings for the entire 90s, where every single year they had the 7th pick in the draft. They're not bad enough, either 7 or 8. Like, you name your player, Bobby Hurley, Lionel Simmons, Walt Williams, all the 7th pick mm-hmm. in the draft. Like,
Harrison Barnes.
You have to either be bad or you've got to be good. Mm-hmm. And if you're caught in the middle, it's like the most horrendous thing. Because look what happened last year. We talked about this. We got to the towards the end of of the season.
Mm-hmm.
If the Raiders at one point the Raiders were like the 4th pick in the draft. All they had to do was lose,
mm-hmm.
but they decided that that's not what they're going to do. They're going to do culture building.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to win some games.
Well, the players aren't going to quit.
No, but every single game that they won moved them from the 8th spot to the 9th spot to the 11th spot to where they finished, the 14th? 13?
Yeah.
Okay. The 13th, and then what do we say about the 13th pick in the draft? None of the good quarterbacks were left.
Yeah.
So if you wouldn't have won, if you would have been bad, you would have got the quarterback you needed. You could have brought in Gardner Minshew and had him be a mentor to a legitimate young prospect quarterback, but that's not what you did. And so they're caught in this like ugly middle that is, it's definitely the NBA and it's definitely the NFL
mm-hmm.
where in order in the NFL to move from number 13 to number 5 or 6, you're talking massive haul.
But that's right. But that's just what I'm saying though, is okay. They didn't get a quarterback, but they got Brock Bowers, who's about to set every rookie tight end record that's ever been. And they have Max Crosby. I know Malcolm Kuntz is out for the year, but that's a big fan. You still have him on your roster next season.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Spillane has had a career revival with the Raiders, and all of a sudden you start to piece all these things together, and you go, man, they're not that far off. Where you can't turn down two. If again, this is just hypothetical, purely hypothetical. They're not in a space where they can turn down 2 second-round picks. If that's what somebody's going to give them because they want to send them to the Jets, who are offering less.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Like that, they're just not, they are not 6 years away. They're not, hey, tear it all down. Like there's enough of a foundation there that I think you got to go for it a little bit. Ideally, Davante Adams would be part of that. It's clearly not going to be the case. So go get the best deal you can. And it looks like that's what the Raiders are inclined to do, which I'm in their corner.
Yeah, I hope they do, but at the same time, I just like the long term. What is the long term plan?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's the mantra like failing to plan is planning to fail.
Yeah.
And that's where they are. Like you're walking into the season just like you walked in the last season, Jimmy Garoppolo as your guy. Now you've got the other version, a mustachioed version of Jimmy Garoppolo and mm-hmm. Gardner Minshew. And you're basically in the same situation where you're long-term, yeah, you've got Crosby, you've got Bowers, but like franchises in the NFL are built from the quarterback position out.
Yeah.
And they just don't have like any plan.
We'll see if that continues to be the case, by the way. I'm interested to see with how things are kind of going with some of the rookies this year, if that continues to be the case. Or if you start to see teams plug a quarterback into a better situation.
Mm.
But
well, I think that they're
a whole other thing.
That's going to be like the thing that, you know, it's a copycat league.
Yeah.
They're going to do that. The Sam Darnold play is going to happen repeatedly.
Real quick, before Katie and Damian come in, no need for the Niners to get involved in the Davante Adams stuff. I know it's always like nothing makes an NFL fan dumber than an available wide receiver. And there's just, that's not their biggest issue. We can continue talking about this because it's time for the handoff. And I'm so excited for this. I can't tell you. I got to make sure I've got the correct mic set. There we go. Okay. I can't tell you how excited I was when Damian called me this morning. Well, first of all, I was terrified when he called me this morning. I grew up in an age where when you call me, it probably means something bad is going on. And so when Damian Barling calls my phone at 9:56 a.m., 4 minutes before my show starts, I'm like, oh no, But
luckily, I realized that might have been a little jarring.
Extremely jarring. Yeah. I don't like it one bit. But it's okay because you had great news that Katie from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End is here. What's up?
I'm making my debut, you guys.
Have you never been on this radio station before?
Never.
Wow, that's big time.
Feels like big time.
Do the Raiders owe Davante Adams anything in a trade?
You know, it's a great question, and I thank you for asking it.
Yeah.
I need your help.
She does have thoughts on Sean McVay that she can share at a later time.
They're probably the same thoughts my wife has about Sean McVay.
I don't know. I don't think so. Not the tone that she struck. It didn't
Is
feel like
the,
it.
Is he the Rams coach?
Yes.
Are we
I
in
have
or
some thoughts.
Oh.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Well.
Go ahead.
I think that he showed up to the game with an F-boy haircut. And it seemed like the 49ers coach, just threw something on that day.
I think that's what goes on, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Dress for the job you want.
Yep.
There it
right?
is.
That's what I do. T-shirt and joggers. Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here because I need your help.
Yeah, please.
So you guys know that I'm taking Damien.
Must be nice.
To Disneyland.
Yeah.
Okay. As my
Sounds like
friend.
A fun time.
Yes.
As my special guest.
Yes.
I need your help to sprinkle some Disney magic and fill his heart with Disney pride.
I do this every day.
Okay. Well, it hasn't Come worked on. Very well.
You do oh. fill my heart with pride. It's just not necessarily Disney pride.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, first of all, don't you think he and I should have like matching Etsy shirts?
1,000%.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I will
right.
tell
no, that's
you.
That's good. I'm going to remember that from both of you for the record, but okay, good.
I will say it's going to be a low budget, and I do apologize for that. I know that doesn't necessarily work for you, but it's going to say something like.
It's not a Louis Vuitton matching.
No,
like,
no, no. It's probably Off-white. Like Amazon Basics, oh. and then somebody will just screen print something
yeah.
on there.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have the Disneyland app?
I downloaded it this morning.
Okay,
I'm so proud
right.
of you.
It's a must
Thank
have.
You.
It's amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's how
I even
do.
Allowed push notifications to my phone.
Wow.
Yes,
this is so big time. Oh my gosh. This is
oh
so
God.
Exciting.
We're getting so close. We're getting so close. That's where you're going to load your tickets.
Okay.
Okay. That yep. is going to, that's how we're going to check our wait times.
Yeah.
For right.
What about our magic?
Magic bands.
I'm so jealous you guys get magic bands.
They're going to give us magic bands. Okay, help me explain magic
James,
bands.
We're getting hosed here.
This is absolutely ridiculous. We don't get to take part in any of this.
A magic band allows you to get into the park. So
well, to be clear, I'm only taking part in it because someone got sick.
Yeah.
It's not like they're like, oh,
no,
let's bring good old D-Lo. It was like, well, crap, we have like, to send somebody to film Katie. So send D-Lo. He does just about anything.
Yeah.
It's literally the one station he hasn't worked for yet. Let's send him.
You're like Mikey. You like everything.
Pretty much.
So this is where you should have started right here. You got to get him some Air Force Ones that are Disney branded
okay,
Air
Disney
Force Ones.
Okay, Disney Descendants.
Kind of fun. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
No, I'm all right.
Okay.
I see that. Okay. Here we go.
I just thought of a particular brand that actually has Mickey Mouse on their shoes and
Come
Donald
on.
Duck.
Come on.
No, I just thought of one.
See?
This is big time.
Okay.
Is it Vans?
No.
Oh.
No, it's Crocs. No. Clearly. Damien's going to be out there wearing Disney Crocs.
Right.
Okay, so we're
going to
have the matching tees. Okay,
okay.
Very good.
So he doesn't know anything about Haunted Mansion. I mean, he knows nothing, Kyle.
The first time he experiences Haunted Mansion is going to be.
He'll have the Nightmare Before Christmas
oh
overlay.
Oh, that's the best.
Oh my God.
That's my favorite.
Do you
okay.
see how lucky you are?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
I do. James is a big Nightmare Before Christmas guy.
Are you?
Yeah. So we have the 13-foot tall Jack in our front yard. We have Oogie Boogie, like the
you know the actor
giant
just
animated
died.
One.
R.I.P.
Oh
yeah.
No.
I know. Just yesterday.
We
I
also
know.
Have.
They sleep with the angels.
We've got animated Sally, which is like almost 6 feet tall, and then we just got Zero this year.
I just fell Holly. In love with you.
Yeah. Well,
this is very exciting for me. Yeah. That's my favorite movie of all time.
This is the first time we've had two gingers on the show at one time. Look at this.
And how does it feel, guys?
Soulless.
Great. Thanks for that. Okay. Now we will be staying at the Grand Californian.
What is happening?
I'm so sorry.
Wait
no,
a minute.
No, wait.
Hey.
No, please.
Hey. Your show now.
Wow. So this okay.
Okay.
So this
really
is a big deal.
This is D-Lo and KT now.
This is
now.
D-Lo and KT. Yes.
Okay.
We've saved on marketing materials
right.
by just changing
just
the letter
changing
of the show.
One letter. D-Lo and KT.
KT.
Okay.
Seriously.
How do you feel?
So that's a big deal, apparently.
It's a big deal. It's a beautiful
it is
hotel.
So sick.
Yeah.
It's an expensive deal. It's what it is.
And it's not like, it's Disney-fied, but not like in your face, like cartoonish style.
It's gorgeous.
It is a beautiful hotel.
It and also, you roll out of like bed a, and you're in the park.
I got here. I have a friend who gets discounts at this hotel. And I said, oh, I might take Heather, my wife, down there for our anniversary. Let me hit the plug on the discounts. It's like, with a discount, we're talking like $650 a night hotel.
Mm.
Okay. She pretty.
Okay.
She real pretty. She real fancy.
Okay.
Gorgeous pool.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Are we going swimming?
Well, here's my question. Yes. And I am in the throes of the sexual harassment training right now. I have not finished it, but I do. How do you feel about hot tub time?
Oh, no.
Because I do love a Disney hot tub.
As always, lots
no,
of Disney.
Hang on. No, that's, I'm so mad. Go ahead, sorry.
Is it like Mickey shaped a hot tub? Is there
not, probably not at Grand California. You know what? You
Kevin warned me about this. I do want to be clear. Kevin warned me about Katie hot tub time.
Yeah. Break so ass.
He said that sometimes I get a little drinky and I like to get in the hot tub.
Oh, no.
Okay. So.
I was very confused about that, but I guess this makes sense.
It's not
That's
wrong.
A very good Kevin.
Take, yeah. Yeah. Trader Sam's.
Obviously.
Okay, could you try to explain Trader Sam's to him?
It's a tiki bar.
Dude, come on. It's so much more than that. Based on the drinks everyone orders, the, like, windows change, things shake.
Oh, I've never sat inside.
Yeah, because we're not bougie at Disney.
Yeah,
we're not these guys.
We pull up and sit outside.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry that they've treated you like this, because when you order specific drinks, different things happen. Sometimes like a volcano erupts in all the windows, and then
I'm so excited that Damien's going to get to experience all this stuff that I've never gotten to experience. This is cool.
He's not even going to appreciate any of it because he's going to be already
annoying. Why are you talking about me like I'm not here?
Okay, hey Damien, are you going
to
like super love it?
I'm sure I will.
I hope so.
Katie has promised my heart will be filled
yeah,
with
Disney magic.
Love, magic, sorry.
I think I take down 3 glizzies.
Well, I don't know why that was played.
The one final issue I do have, and this is my concern. Have you ever seen the way, how slow he walks?
It's more of a like saunter.
I was going to say saunter.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
He almost floats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can't, that's not a Disney stroll.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can make that walk down Main Street when you first pull up.
When you first pull up.
And you're just kind of enjoying the atmosphere
right,
and the vibe.
Drinking it in. But after that, we gotta...
Yeah, you gotta move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we're gonna do.
I don't know what to tell you two.
It's a lot of walking.
You're an athletic person.
I've been moving at the same pace my entire life.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That pace is gonna need to...
Yeah, we are
going to go faster.
No, this is great. This is good.
When you
John Bull trashing D'Lo like he's not in the room is my new favorite crossover tradition. This is good.
When you work out with Matt Patricia, what pace do you move at then?
Matt Patricia?
Isn't that what you say? MattPatricia.com?
MattPatrician.com. Train Matt, with Matt. Not Matt. Matt. Matt Patrician. No, I work out with Greg.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
got it. Okay.
Just,
my,
it was
okay,
all sorts
my
of wrong.
I'm sorry.
I think
My
the
bad.
Question does
no,
stand,
good.
Though. How fast do you move
I
then?
Don't move. Well,
when you exercise.
I move faster.
You
yeah,
do?
Exactly.
Okay,
so you can.
Okay.
I don't like that tone, first of all. I don't like
what
that.
What I'm saying is that means that there is potential for you. Disneyland potential.
Don't okay. you guys live in the roughly the same neighborhood-ish? Why don't
yes.
you?
We live right by each other.
Take him out on the path and say, this is
walk
how,
him?
Just this like, is this how fast is... we have to walk,
right,
brother.
Come on. Come
Let's
on.
Go.
Did you just suggest that she walk me?
I didn't say you're wearing a leash, man.
Oh, look at the time. We got 20 seconds.
Right.
D'Lo
right,
and Casey coming up next. You can hear Katie on the wake-up call every morning from 5:30 to 10?
5:30 to 10.
Anything else?
Nope.
What do you
no,
guys have coming
No, clearly
up
not. Anything? Do you three have anything else?
Vision is important, too, because there's going to be people, there's going to be children, and you got to like
get there. Kyle,
dodge.
Kyle, he's going to get there.
I believe in it. It's going to be a great time. I'm really excited for you.
Yeah.
The bit aside, I'm excited for you.
I'm excited too.
Okay, yeah. Good.
I mean, I was a little more excited 15 minutes ago, but it's fine.
Before the Etsy shirt, right?
Yeah, well.
Oh, God. Thanks, guys.
Hello, and KC coming up next. That's James. I'm Kyle with the Insiders. Back tomorrow at 10. Until then, drink water and be nice, people. Boom!
Good job, Katie.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app